Corey stated a few times that we don't live in a democracy anymore. And when a nation's leaders sends its sons and daughters to war unjustly, based on a lie, when a nation's leaders attack its own people, and the other leaders stand by idly with the sedition of silence, that's called tyranny. So our role is to end the tyranny, folks. That's what we're going for this year. This year. You know what? See the people in this room? We can change the world. The only thing that can prevent that is for us not believing so. That's it. All we have to do is know it and believe it and take the action. And you know what? I don't think it's that hard. I really don't think it's that hard. It's because when truth is on our side, and when we know that truth will always overpower evil, all we have to do is put one step in front of the other. And we have the knowledge, and we have also the leaders. You're going to hear from the leader of 9/11 Truth Movement shortly. And first, I want to introduce somebody, though, to give a special introduction. Is Ron here? Ron Crenshaw? Yeah. Come on up, Ron. We have a lot of different contributors and leaders in this movement. And you're going to hear first from somebody who is one of the stalwarts of New York 9/11 Truth, who's been there almost every Saturday at Ground Zero, on the front lines. He's a brother, he's a friend, cherished soldier, Ron Crenshaw.
Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, friends, and fellow strugglers in the world that we live in now. I just want to introduce Mr. Ralph Shulman. Okay, I want to say these words. Ralph Shulman was Secretary General of the International Tribunal on U.S. War Crimes in Indochina. He spent 7 months in Bolivia in 1967 and was imprisoned there after the death of Ernesto Che Guevara. He worked with Malcolm X with respect to the covert action over the Congo, and then an anti-imperialist struggle in Eastern, Central, and South Africa. He negotiated the release of political prisoners in many countries. He supported Patrice Lumumba when the United States, Belgium, France conspired to overthrow the legendary Prime Minister of the Congo. Met with Malcolm when they were in London, and was arrested in Bolivia for being a regular contact with Che Guevara. During Che's struggle to assist revolutionaries in the Andean country. In fact, Shulman was imprisoned in Bolivia for his contact with Guevara. In the early 70s, Shulman was director of Who Killed Kennedy Committee. He and Maya Shone were directors of the Committee in Defense of the Lebanese and Palestinian People during the Israeli invasion of Lebanon in 1982, of the Palestine campaign, which at the first Intifada was called for an end of all aid to apartheid Israel for the democratic, secular Palestine, and of workers and artists for solidarity, where the North American organizers, okay, and international against repression in Haiti, which took place in Port-au-Prince during oppressive Raul Cedras regime. And by the way, that was with Reagan. During the Reagan years. Shulman also has lectured widely on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr. His books include The Hidden History of Zionism, Iraq and Kuwait, A History Suppressed, and The Death and Pillage of the Congo. A Study of Western Rule, which he co-authored with Khaled Ahmed Zaki, as well as prisoners of Israel. And the Har of Palestine, which he co-authored with Maya Schoen. Ralph Schulman's analysis and discussion of the events of 9/11 and the invasion of Afghanistan, the World Trade Center, Uncensored, left WBA audiences riveted to their radios, waiting for the next installment. He and his partner, Maya Schoen, continue to be involved in international resistance in the imperialist world and workers' movement in the United States. We're avid listeners on his Tuesday evening shows at WBAI from 5 to 6 p.m. So see you tonight. Okay. Thank you. I present Mr. Ralph Schulman.
Okay.